Hello, another chat. This time we are back out and about again. So if it sounds like I'm sort of huffing and puffing, I'm walking up a hill and it's kind of, if you're trying to talk at the same time, it's a bit difficult. Anyway, yeah, beautiful evening and there's no wind for a change. So out here, walking up the hill, it's a backdrop of absolutely blue sky with not a cloud in sight, so it's lovely. Definitely a lovely spring day. Lots of birds singing, which you might be able to hear. Lottie's puffing and panting as well because she's getting a bit older, and she seems to be more puffing and panting, but she still keeps going, don't she? Good girl. Yeah, we both do. See for miles today. I've just been posting up the bluebell pictures. I think I actually promised them in last week's chat, and then I realised that I'd got some other photos that I'd taken before that, so I'm kind of keeping things in order. I did some pictures of Tynmouth last week. That's how it's pronounced. Usually. And some bluebell pictures from Shaptor Woods this week, which sort of require no real further explanation. It's just a lovely little wood quite near here, and there's a nice carpet of bluebells around this time of year. Sometimes wonder whether to keep doing these chats, as you see how many times they've been listened to, and I don't know how accurate these things are, but I mean, you know, it's something, but there's kind of like less than a dozen people. You do it was a pheasant. You do wonder whether I should be doing it, but still, for those of you who listen, thank you very much. Much appreciated. Kind of thought I might have been finishing the first draft of the long-awaited Devonshire Mystery today, but I haven't quite made it. Maybe try and do a little bit more later, but I don't know, I seemed to come to a standstill a bit earlier, so thought I'd go out and have a bit of fresh air and walk in the sunshine, and that'll revive me a bit, hopefully, and maybe do a bit more. But I'm not going to finish it today, I don't think. Maybe tomorrow or the day after. That will, of course, be a first draft, so I think I might start sharing some snippets soon. I did one ages ago, actually, of the prologue, and probably wasn't a great idea because I've changed some things significantly since then, and there won't be much in terms of actual words, but it will be tweaked to have a different kind of shade of meaning to it, put it that way, to reflect what I later decided on the book. One of these days I must figure out some kind of way of plotting out books that sort of works for me. Some people say, oh, I can't outline. Some people say they can only write when they do outlines. And I just tend to call it planning. You know, I think some planning is good. I do get a bit one of those people who gets a bit demotivated if I have too much of an outline ahead of me. But a couple of jays just flying across the fields in front of me, below me a bit, because I'm at the top of this little hill. So I think it's a question of finding some way that works. What I sometimes do, if you're interested in the sort of nuts and bolts of these things, is I do a sort of, I've heard people call it like a skeleton draft. It's where you kind of belt down the ideas thick and fast as they're coming to you. And it works particularly well if you've got lots of dialogue, so you need two or three characters talking together, and if you stop and put in all the punctuation marks and stuff for speech, it can be quite a painful thing. And all the he said and she said, and the little bits of body language, it can slow you down quite a lot. So sometimes I just like, we'll rattle it off. Just, you know, hit the return key and start the next person's speech and the next line, so it's clear, and do that way, and you do get kind of quite a lot of words down very quickly, and then you've got to go through and pad it out or change it. Sometimes you don't know what needs changing until you've done it. So you can think something's going to pan out one way and try it, and then you find out quite quickly that, you know, it doesn't quite work out for one reason or another. But at least you haven't wasted much time. I actually feel a bit of breeze as I'm walking down the hill. I don't know if that's just because I'm going to the face of it, but I don't know if it's affecting the microphone. I hope not. Because, yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze. Oh, I can't seem to do these things without wind noise. It's impossible. Oh, well. I'll check when I get home. Okay, so I just stopped talking for a bit there, which I will cut out because it seemed a bit windy, but I'm going back up the hill now, so got my back to the wind. Yeah, I've got to go twice, haven't we, Ronnie? Oh, it's not very big, not long enough walk. So yeah, I was just saying about sort of bashing down quick versions of drafts. Sometimes do that. It works quite well if you sort of had a picture, a mental picture of how a scene is going to play out, and you already know when it's where it's set and everything, and roughly what's going to happen in your mind somehow. Sometimes people say these things have arrived fully formed. I don't know if I quite buy into that, but you get a kind of sense that an idea is ready to roll. I wouldn't say anything comes kind of fully formed, but I guess you develop your intuition in any kind of field that you're in, whatever you're doing. You develop your skills and you sort of get a feeling of when something looks right or sounds right or whatever. And that can be anything, it can be any craft or any kind of bit of expertise you care to mention. You know, it's a chef sort of knows when things taste right, and an artist might know when they've got the colour just right, or the composition or something. You know, they see it. A photographer sees a particular angle and knows what he or she has got to do to capture that scene. It's that kind of thing. Just really through experience. And you go with it. And those are the good days, the sort of quicker days, when ideas kind of prompt each other. I think you only get so much mental energy to spend on something like writing in any given day, and sometimes that energy gets used up quickly and sometimes you can spread it over longer, but there's only kind of so much you can do. And you end up feeling a bit done in. Which is okay if you set yourself a task of writing a short story or something, it's okay to blast away at it and hardly stop until you've got it done. But when you're sort of doing a longer piece where you've got to come at it day after day, you don't want to get frazzled to a crisp on the first day or the second day, because you know it's a long haul. So you kind of think, okay, that's enough for today. Some beautiful blossom out on the hedgerows now. I think it's blackthorn blossom. I think that's usually about the first one. Not quite on the hawthorn blossom yet, but yeah, blackthorn is very nice. So, good girl, come on then. We've made it to the top again. Will it be windy as I walk down? I don't know. Perhaps I'll go nearer the hedge or something and see if that helps. So we had a little sniff around. I haven't particularly got other news on the paperback availability, because I've been trying to finish this novel. I haven't done anything further with the publishing side of things, because I mentioned that in the last one. The new paperbacks will be rolling out. The one on Amazon now has its proper ISBN. that I bought and paid for. So all the others will be rolling out. Now, I don't know how long they take because I haven't done it quite this way before. But you should be able to order them from your favourite kind of online store. And I got a surprise today in the post, actually. One of the things I do is I sort of keep up to date with what's going on in the world of being an indie author, particularly and generally in writing. I like to listen to podcasts and things. I found a couple of good ones recently. One I've been listening to for a long time, which is the Writers Inc. podcast with the Jay Thorne and Zach Bohannon and J.D. Barker. It's funny because he uses his initials. His name didn't come easily to mind then for a second. Anywho, he's a big selling author. And interestingly, I have a book in an anthology that was put together many years ago before he became such a big name. There's a little horror one called Ancient Enemies. And he has a story in that, J.D. Barker, along with my After Dark and Once in a Blood Moon there. Both in that anthology. As far as I know, Ancient Enemies is still available for sale. I'm not sure, I think so. My individual stories certainly are. I rolled them together into Darkness Awaits, which is a newer collection of sort of horror and darker type stories. Anyway, yeah, there was. So I was listening to the Writers Inc. podcast, and they had one of these comment and win kind of things, you know, say what you like about publishing with Kobo, and so I commented, and they picked me, I don't know, randomly or what, I suppose. Well, they just liked my comment, I don't know. But, yeah, next thing I know, Kobo are saying, give us your address and we'll send you a nice Kobo e-reader. I do actually have one, so this is going to be another one, which will be handy. Perhaps Mrs. C will get to use it as well, I don't know. It's a slightly different model, the one they're sending me, to one I have. But it was nice anyway to win and appreciate it. They're nice folks at Kobo, as I keep saying. I do think they care more about authors and the whole experience of what it's like to publish with them. So good for them. And it was very nice. So, arrived today by courier. I haven't even switched it on yet. I'll have to find some time later to have a look at it, get it all set up. Not that it's complicated, it's very easy to set up a Kobo. And there's no sort of mucking about really. And you can buy things from the Kobo store very easily, or you can connect it via Overdrive to your local library. And that way you can borrow books. I've probably mentioned this before, but one time, I think it was during like early stages of lockdown, and one night I wasn't sleeping very well. I was awake at 4 o'clock in the morning and I borrowed a book from the library and I started reading it on the Kobo. I thought, this is amazing. I can borrow and read. It was a Terry Pratchett book, I remember, and I was reading it. Borrowing a book, library book at 4 o'clock in the morning from the comfort of my own bed. I thought, that's technology, that's progress. So, right, we've got down to the bottom of the field again. There's a big load of hay put out for the horses. Well, not here at the moment, otherwise I wouldn't be marching about. They've gone to the stables for the night, I suspect. Right, Lottie, you go that way and I'll go this way. And we'll march down the road. Aeroplane going overhead, you might be able to hear. Good girl. Nice and easy down there. Good girl. Oh, and a car. There we go. Come on, Lottie. Just trying to sign off as I walk down the road. And so, anyway, thank you very much if you're one of the people who take the time to listen. Much appreciated. And thanks to everybody for comments. I always say, you know, questions. Please ask questions if you have questions, and nobody ever does. So if you have things you'd like me to talk about, please pop a comment. On the actual website is the best place, at michaelcampling.com. Or, you know, find me on one of the social media things. I'm doing less and less of those as time goes on. because you know, they've become things where you feel like you're shoveling coal for a billionaire somewhere. So I'm not particularly interested in doing that. So my stuff will be increasingly on my site, and you can sign up there for the members only stuff, which is totally free. And this podcast is freely available everywhere. It's on wherever you get your podcast. It should be there. If it isn't, yeah, please let me know, and I'll see if I can rectify that. But anyway, thanks again. I had a few new people sending me a mug of tea via the coffee.com page. That's been going a year now. I was quite surprised. I pay a small fee to them once a year. Well, it's a reasonable fee, I think, and then they let me keep all the money that you transfer. So, notwithstanding, you know, PayPal fees or other gateway fees, if you use the other payment gateway, which is called Stripe. You probably don't need to know that. It's just a payment processor, which is slightly better for me than PayPal. PayPal takes a slightly bigger cut, but you know, it's whatever's easy and whatever you're confident with. I don't want you jumping through hoops. It's just all appreciated, and it adds up, you know. Good girl, on you go. Just going through this little bit of kind of wasteland, really. I don't know. It's quite pleasant. Bluebells at the moment. It's just cuts off the corner. Saves us walking on the road for a minute. Anyway, I'll sign off and speak to you again soon. And thanks very much to everybody for all their support, encouragement, and comments, and sharing things with family and friends and so on. It's all brilliant. Much appreciated. So until next time, look after yourselves, take care, and I'll say goodbye.